to Hollywood's greatest stars in Hollywood's greatest motion pictures on the air. Your local Buick dealer brings you transcribed The Screen Guild Players. Tonight it's Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, and Phil Harris in Paramount's great musical, The Birth of the Blues, brought to you by your local Buick dealer, who invites you to the world premiere of the new 1951 Buick this Saturday, January 20th. Yes, only 2 days to go to see the new 51 Buick at your nearest Buick dealers. Our story tonight is dedicated to those ragtime pioneers in the Deep South who played the first hot licks and warmed up the music of an entire nation. Those first brave souls who took American music out of the rut and put it in the groove. The Screen Guild Players bring you The Birth of the Blues. Starring Phil Harris in the role of Memphis. Dinah Shore as Betty Lou. And Mr. Music himself, Bing Crosby, in the part of Jeff Lambert.
Rehearsed it and gave out the good news that the Southland gave birth to the blues.
Time is 1905. The century is young. The century is young, but its music is as stodgy and as stuffy as ever. Only here and there a strident note is heard, loud and raucous and uncontained. A new kind of music, young and virile. You can hear it in Memphis and New Orleans, down along the levees where the colored folks hung out. Jeff Lambert heard it, and it changed his whole life. Changed a lot of other things, too. But I guess he can tell you about that himself.
Ah, yes, yes, indeed. Many's the time I heard that tune, way down there in New Orleans. The only time I ever heard it come on righteous, though, is down on the levee, down on Lower Basin Street. Because you see, in those days, white folks, they didn't have too much truck with jazz. But me... Even as a kid of 10, that kind of playing used to knock me for a solid loop. And I grew up wanting only one thing, just one thing, to get me a band together. A band that really felt that good beat. Wasn't exactly easy either. It took a long time, but I was getting close. I had a drummer, a fellow named Deke. He played with the orchestra at the hotel. Sud's my pianist. He worked in the barbershop. Leo, my bass, he drove a beer truck. Trombone, a boy named Pepper, he just kind of played around. Me, I played the clarinet. That is when I wasn't playing pool.
Nice break, Jeff. This is going to be good.
Got to be good. I want to eat tonight. Say, mister, how do we stand now?
I owe you 6 bits. Go on and play.
Fixing to play, mister. Got to run that 6 bits up to...
Got hey, boss, Mr. Jeff.
Well, come on in, Louie. You're standing in a draft.
Oh, listen, boss. Wait till you hear. I just come from the jail.
Again?
Not me, Mr. Jeff. I ain't in no trouble. It's a friend of mine. He's been resting there all winter.
Then why are you getting so excited now?
Boss, there's a hot trumpet player in jail.
Ain't there always?
Yes, sir, Mr. Pepper, but this here's a white man just in from Memphis.
White man?
Yes, sir. Plays almost as good as some of my folks. The one you've been hoping and playing for. Now you've got a band, Mr. Jeff. First and only white man in the world playing blue Dixieland music.
Where'll I find this fella?
Well, he's got a Southern Exposure single on the main floor.
Brother, give me my lucky hat. I'm going.
Hey, wait a minute. How about our game?
Game? Oh, yeah,
come on,
that.
Jeff. The game can wait.
Hold it, Pepper. Just want to knock off this pigeon. I'm going to finish this game fast as I know how. I'm going to take this sucker fast as I know how. Get the boys together, go down to the jailhouse now.
Hey, boss, that cue ball laying in the cusper door.
Now, give me my niblick. Let's go, huh?
Hope you find him quick, Jeff. I still got 6 barrels of beer to deliver.
Now, take it easy, Leo.
How you going to find him? What's he look like?
I don't know, Deke. You go in and ask for a man from Memphis, will you?
Oh, not me. Anytime I go inside that jail, they drags me.
I know what you mean. Hey, anybody in that jail from Memphis?
Couldn't make that Chattanooga, could you?
I'm looking for a man. The fella from Memphis, he just got in this morning and plays a low-down trumpet. Sounds like the truth. A little higher, brother.
Higher.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, high.
Oh, that's him, Jeff. That's your man.
Oh, just could be. Because, say, hey, you, Memphis, stick your head through the bars. Want to get a look at you.
What man wants Memphis?
That you blowing that hot trumpet?
That trumpet don't blow itself.
Man, you spoke a book. Listen here, you like to play Dixieland style?
Like it, man, I made it up.
You made it up, huh? Well, let's hear some more. Happens you play mean enough, maybe we'll let you play with our band.
Well, you don't ask for it, mister. Get aboard that tailgate.
Okay, everybody grab an open window, because we're gone. Won't you come along with me down the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. Band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. That's where the light and the dark folks meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street, that's the street where the elite always meet. Down in New Orleans, land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be. Yes, sirree, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues. To be, yes, sirree, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Oh, man, we got us a band.
Yeah, we got a band, but you can't play out here in front of the jail all the time. Say, Memphis, how much did the judge say?
20 days or $20. Well, how about it, brother? You gonna get me out of here?
Well, we're gonna try.
Well, you better hurry so you don't disappoint a lot of dames around here.
Oh, yeah? Then why don't they get you out, boy?
They ain't met me yet.
Don't look like you can beat him, Jeff.
Well, only one thing. If you can't beat him, we better join him.
Well,
big one. Needed 20 bucks to spring Memphis from the cold and the lonely. All I could put together was 8. This was really a contretemps, which is French for ain't this a mess? Just then it happened.
Whoa!
There's a carriage coming down the street. Now the driver's a shouting, the girl hanging on for dear life, and the horse is a bolting. It's kind of a cute little thing, the girl, I mean, in a picture hat and a lace-trimmed dress. Very décolleté. That's French, too. That means, Anyway, the horse is local, runs that carriage right up against the curb, and bang goes the wheel. Well, I could see the driver was pretty mad, and then the girl took out a $10 bill, and I made my move. Anytime I see a $10 bill, I move. I hustled over there, and I said, But, mister, you hold the horse, I'll hold this bill.
Huh? How dare you? Give him back that money.
Well, the fault of your music, anyhow. That's what scared the horse.
Yes, you're the one that ought to pay the damages.
All right. That wheel should cost about 6 bits to fix. Here's a buck, mister. Now beat it.
What about that 10? She gave it to me.
She give it, I takes it away.
Don't you dare take it, you thief.
Correction, ma'am, correction. I'm just keeping you from being robbed.
Ain't nobody gonna call me a crook. I'll have the law on you, you hear?
All those in favor of calling a cop, say aye.
Cop? Mm-hmm. I didn't say nothing about calling a cop. Now take it easy, I'm going. Get up, boss. Get up there.
Well, that's funny. He said the damages would be at least $10.
Boy, I'm surprised that you're a smart, up-to-date girl like you falling for a trick like that. Why, the
But when he started talking about his kitties all hungry and his wife so sick,
Too soft-hearted, that's all.
I am?
Certainly. Sticks out all over you.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right. Now, if you'll just give me back my $10...
Hold it. There's nothing wrong with being soft-hearted. I didn't...
But you just said I...
You got to use some sense, that's all.
Sense?
Yes, I mean, if you want to do some good with this money, some real good. Now, there's a fella in the pokey. This boy's really in trouble.
I'm sorry, but I really need the money myself. You
know
see,
what he's in the jailhouse for? Do you know what he's in there for?
No, but I...
For stealing a loaf of bread.
Oh, well, that's too bad, but I simply must have that money, so...
One loaf of bread... For himself? No.
Right.
Not a single bite for himself. That loaf had to be split 6 ways for his wife and 5 children.
Yep.
7 ways, really, because...
No.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you steal a loaf of bread?
Well, yes, of course, but I need the money and I...
Hey, you down there. How you doing, brother?
That's him. He's up there rotting away in a dungeon.
Well, I...
Hey, ask her if she's got a sister.
That poor fella is beginning to affect his mind a little. He's a little psycho.
But still, if he has a wife and...
Lady, I don't know how to thank you for this 10. You couldn't spare another $2, could you?
Well, no, I couldn't. I don't even know how I'll get to the car line.
Don't you worry about that. Leo!
Yeah, Jeff?
You will put your team at this young lady's disposal?
Sure thing. They're tied up right around the corner. This way, miss.
Hey, Memphis!
Yeah?
You'll be out in the morning, thanks to that little angel of mercy.
Well, great, man, great. But if you can't get me out, get her in.
You kind of like that, huh?
Man, ain't nothing I don't like about Dixieland. Yeah.
Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. It's way, way down where the cane grows tall. Down where they say you all will walk on in with that southern drawl. Because that's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams. Those sugar-cured Virginia hams. Basement full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South. Hot cornbread and black-eyed peas. You can eat as much as you please. Because it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two. They're dark brown and chocolate, too. Seems to me they must suit you, because that's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news. Got the box back coat and the button shoes. But he's all caught up with his union dues. And that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street. Oh, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat in the minute. That's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? I didn't come here to criticize. I'm not here to sympathize. But don't tell me them no good lies, because a lying gal I do. Way down in New Orleans, where they got them butter beans, ham hocks, and music teens. That's what I like about the South. Did I tell you about the place called Doo-Wop Diddy? It ain't no town, it ain't no city, just awful small, but awful pretty will do. She's got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about it now.
Memphis, this Dixieland style is new to people. They might not even like it at first.
So what, Jeffrey? We'll sell it to them.
Ah, you're talking, brother. But tell me, how did you learn to play that Sweet Heat, huh?
Who, me, man?
Yeah, how'd you get it?
Oh, man, when I started blowing hot licks on my milk bottle.
Get out.
Haven't tried it lately. Haven't seen a milk bottle lately.
Well, here we are. It's where we roost. All the boys live here. You can bunk in my flat with me, okay?
Oh, man, fine. That's George. That's really that's George, yeah. Say, let me tell you something, Jeffrey. What happened to that little quail you got that $10 from?
Oh, we just dropped her off at the car line. Leo took her over in his beer truck.
Yeah, I better give that bear a big head.
Man. Oh, man, you're breaking me up. You're killing me. This is my flat. Come on in. Home sweet home. How do you like it?
Say, this must have been quite a jump.
Don't see what you ask. Just ask for it.
Hello.
Oh, man, I see it, and Mr. Well, how are you?
Hello. I've been waiting for you, Mr. Lambert.
Waiting for me? What's the idea?
Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't have any place else to go. You see, I was on my way to Grandpa's. I was planning to surprise him. And when I got there, I found out he died.
Well, that's too bad, miss, but...
So now I have to go back to Alexandria.
Ain't no hurry, is it, babe?
Well...
It certainly is, yes.
But I can't go without money,
now
can
look,
I?
Now, look, Miss...
Cobb. My name is Betty Lou Cobb.
All right, Miss Cobb. Let's cut out the corn.
Corn off the cob. Say, that's really fine. Oh, man, that is really fine.
Now, next, Memphis. Miss Cobb, what I was going to say...
Well, don't. You'll... Don't even try to say it. Just give me the money you talked me out of, and I'll be glad to take the next train home. Come on, give it to me.
Well, I haven't got it right now. I had to get my pal here out of jail. Like
back to his wife, five little kitties. Or is it six by now?
All right. I'll give you your money. But you have to wait till I get it.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. I intend to wait for it. Right here.
Fellas, I can't help it. It was the only way. I need the dough to get rid of that dame, so I promoted this job at the Nickelodeon. I'm going to sing before they show the picture, you know.
You're going to get $10 for doing that?
That's right. The kind of sweet corn I have to dish out. Boy, that's making the ten the hard way, isn't it?
What about the band?
Oh, that's going to be a little surprise. I didn't even tell the manager.
You mean no dough?
Look, we've got to start somewhere, don't we? And this is our chance. Boy, tonight on that stage, you fellas are going to be making history.
Yeah, we're going to make a lot of history, and you're going to make the $10.
Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come on out in the silvery moonlight, of love will whisper. Whisper soft and low, and it seems as though I can't live without you. Listen, oh honeydew, Ida, you know I'd love you because I. You, Ida, deed I do. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Now I take pleasure in introducing the Basin Street Six, brought to you at no extra expense by the management of this theater. Hit it, boys. Now we'll kill them. One, a two.
Oh,
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, friend. Thank you, friend.
You tootin' boss, I'm sticking with you.
Well, that's it, folks. You had it. How do you like it?
I say it's a disgrace.
Playing that kind of music for decent folks.
You call that fit for women and children?
Man can't even sleep in here no more.
Hey, Jeff. Who's going to kill who?
Get that band of hoodlums out. Get them out of my theater, you hear?
All right. Just give me my $10.
After what you've done to me, get out. Do you hear me? Get out. Get out.
You know, I think this chap wants us to leave.
That was our first public appearance, what you might call a howling success. Anyway, the howling was successful. From there on, it didn't get any better fast. Frankly, I don't know what we'd have done, except that Memphis was working his own little angle, and by angle, of course, I mean Betty Lou.
How did it go today, Memphis? Any luck?
Oh, lots of luck, sugar. All of it bad.
Oh.
Seems like nobody don't want to hear no Dixieland music. Them folks won't even listen to us.
Where's Jeff now?
Oh, he's down at the pool hall, picking up some railroad tickets. Honey, you're as good as on that train right now.
Oh.
Well, don't look so disappointed, sugar. I'm going with you.
What?
Might be riding them rides, but I'm going to be with you.
Oh. Memphis.
Yeah.
Memphis, did you really try every place in town?
Yeah, honey, just about every place.
That new place, the Black Tie, that one that's opening Saturday?
No, honey, that one we skipped, but I figured as long as we skipped it, we still could hope. Why?
Memphis. Well, I was just thinking if you had something special to offer. I mean, well, say a girl singing with the band.
Yeah, but where are we going to get it? Hey, wait a minute. Hey, baby, can you sing?
Well,
sure you can. Angel face like you has got to have an angel voice. Come on, baby, let me hear you. What's it going to be?
Well, do you know that new song, Cuddle Up a Little Closer?
Know it, man. I know the gal was written about. Come on, sugar, lay that one on me.
Cuddle up a little closer. Love be mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheek so rosy. Like to hold you comfy. Cause I love from head to toes in love in
mine.
Memphis, was it any good?
Hi-lo, Jack in the game. Dumplin'. Wheezing camphor.
Really?
Hey, come on. We're going to see that Black Tie Blackie. Hey, Jeff, you home?
Yeah, Memphis, I'm home.
Hey, Jeff, she done it. My little old sugar honey dumpling gal done it.
What kind of trouble now?
What's this? Mr. Blackie was just sitting there staring. His eyes were so cold, and I got so nervous, and before I knew it, I was promising.
What's all this? What are you doing?
Well, man, we opening the Black Tie Saturday. That's all.
What?
Well, he seemed to like the way I sang, and I said I'd have to have the band, and he said, all right, if you come for free. That's just for the first night, of course. And I said, oh, Jeff, I hope you won't be angry.
Angry? Why, it's the chance of a lifetime. Honey, believe it or not, I could kiss you.
Over my dead lovely body.
The only trouble is my singing with the band. I mean, well, I don't sing the way you do, Jeff.
That's nothing. That's nothing. The old professor will fix that, all right? Now, here.
Uh-huh.
This song is here on the piano.
Yeah.
First, you sort of get a feeling of the bass, see?
Yeah.
Then you start to get into the tune. Like you're walking along in step with the bass.
Yeah.
When you come to a note,
you hit it.
You ignore it.
Oh.
Then when it isn't expecting you, you just sort of leap back and you rear.
Dear,
and you give it.
I'll never be able to get it, Jeff.
Oh, sure you will, honey, and by Saturday night too.
Honey, I've been down, down to Memphis town, where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime. I had the grandest time. I went out a dancing with a Tennessee gee. A fella there named Handy had a band you should hear. While those people played, man, they really swayed to me. Harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always tokens his hair. Oh, Lordy, how he pulls on his bow. And when you hear that tune, listen to the trombone croon. Oh, it sounds just like a sinner on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, it really sets you moaning a song. Here comes that very part, wraps a spell around my heart. Oh, it sets you wild to hear that loving tune again. Those Memphis Blues.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, do they like us?
Oh, they're kind of warm. Now let's heat them up good, huh? Okay, hit it.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly. The clouds go drifting by. We will be so happy, Nellie.
Don't let me hear you sighing.
I can't stand to hear you crying down.
Lovers laying together, sweetheart, you and I.
If you will wait,
we'll wait at the garden gate
till the sun shines, Nellie.
We will be so happy, Nelly. Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Way down in Lover's Lane together,
sweetheart, you and I. We'll be so happy together, but it all depends on the weatherman, Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
Don't you sit there and sigh. If you will wait,
if in the sweet,
if in the sweet,
if in the sweet,
just be there sweet
and wait till the sweet by and by.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of Paramount's great musical, The Birth of the Blues, starring Dinah Shore, Bing Crosby, and Phil Harris. Brought to you by your local Buick dealer. And remember, friends, there are only two more days to go. That's right, only two more days until your Buick dealer welcomes you to the greatest show in town, the premier performance of the new 1951 Buicks. Come see for yourself how Buick's done it again. See the car of your dreams and everyone's dreams with new features galore, new smartness, and new performance. Bring the family, bring your friends. Let them all see and thrill to the new 1951 Buick. Just 2 days from now, this Saturday, January 20th, at your nearest Buick dealers. And now a brief pause for local station identification. Local Buick dealer brings you the Screen Guild players in the second transcribed act of The Birth of the Blues, starring Bing, Mr. Music Crosby as Jeff Lambert, Dinah Shore as Betty Lou, and Phil Harris as Memphis, featuring Red Nichols and his cornet. Jeff continues our story.
Well, I guess you all know how it is.
You know, there's some moments you remember all your life, right to the end. Till the big leader up above tells you it's time for the last four bars. Well, one of those moments for me was the night we opened at the Black Tie Cafe. I can tell they liked us right from the start. They liked the band and Memphis. Me too, I guess. But most of all, they liked Betty Lou.
Ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band? Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin, ruin of the Dixieland Band. Well, when the folks would holler for the Maple Leaf Rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep them cause it played so sweet. But they needed someone who could give them a beat. Someone who would swarm with the rhythm, rhythm of the Dixieland Band.
Well, they're good, Blackie. They're awful good.
Yeah, boss. You really got yourself something.
Libby, you know what I'm going to do? Starting Monday, I'm slapping on a cover charge.
How do you know they'll be here, boss? You ain't got no contract with them.
Nobody walks out on Black Tie Blackie. They work here till I fire them.
How long do you think they're good for, boss?
I don't know, Wolf. Ask me that again in about 6 months.
Off the court. Apoplexy got them, and they went to the Lord. And that's the little story. Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid that it's the judgment day, cause it's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his A. And the Dixieland Band is a-fixin' to play.
Record. Anybody would think you boys have been playing together for years, not just 8 months.
First time I ever really heard us play. We're good, baby. Solid good.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd Jeff get hip on making records so sudden?
Oh, I thought you knew, Deke. Nightclub in Chicago asked for them.
Has Jeff sent them yet?
He ain't done nothing else but, and they listened, they liked them, they hired us, man, just like that.
Oh, Chicago. Boy, I can smell the stockyard right now.
Man, you're crazy. That's just Leo Segar.
Huh?
Oh, it's just what Jeff's been saying all along. Dixieland music isn't just for the South. It belongs to the whole country, the whole world. And Jeff's going to see that they get it.
Somebody paging me?
Jeff.
Got some news for you, boys. Go on, take that record off.
Oh, got it, Jeff.
Hey, come on, lay it on us. You ever hear of the Lafayette restaurant?
Jeff, that's the swankiest place in town.
We'll fix that when we start playing there.
Playing
there? Jeff!
Hey, you got that down? I most certainly did. I just had a little talk with Mr. Grenet, and he's offered us $600 a week. If we quit Blackie and go to work for him.
$600 a week? Man, he ain't that much money. Hey, Jeff, have you told Blackie?
No, I kind of figured I'd tell him tonight.
Boy, is he going to be a sad kid.
Excuse me, did you say sad kid?
I said sad kid, and I'm mean sad kid.
Brother, that's a cue if I ever heard one. You ready, Leo?
Pleasure, sir.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, baby. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver line. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be melancholy too.
like to keep you happy, Jeff, but I'm sorry, old man. Nothing doing.
What do you mean, Blackie, nothing doing?
I mean, I like you too much. It'd break my heart to see you working for anybody else.
Well, it's up to you. $600 a week or we quit Saturday night.
Cold turkey, huh? Sit down a minute. Let's talk it over.
No, not tonight. Pretty late. I want to get home.
Oh! The boss said sit down.
Hey, what's the idea?
Oh, you want to get sued?
I got a good mind to let
hold
you.
It. Hold it, Limpy. Now get this, Jeff, and get it straight. You're working for me at my salary till I say you're through.
Yeah? Well, come on over and hear us at the Lafayette next week.
Maybe I will, if you're there.
We'll be there.
Boss, maybe you ought to go after him and give him a...
No, no, not now, Wolf. Let him dream.
Memphis, how do you think Jeff's making out with Blackie? Memphis?
Hmm?
You weren't even listening.
I was dreaming, I guess.
About what?
Well, I had a wonderful speech all rehearsed. It was all about music and moonlight and me.
What happened to it?
Done gone with the wind, baby.
Oh, Memphis.
Well, honey, there ain't no room in my mind for anything but you.
But I...
Well, I got a job now, and I got me some money, and I'm going to get me some more. But none of it ain't no good without you. You know something, honey? You're beautiful. And you could marry anybody. Why would you want to marry me?
Thanks, Memphis. You're awful sweet. But I'm sorry.
You don't love me.
Maybe I'm not the marrying kind.
Well, everybody knows I ain't. Oh, I understand. It's Jeff, huh? Just can't get him off your mind.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Jeff never looked twice at me. He never even thinks about anything but Dixieland music and the band and... Well, I'm just part of that. That's all.
Yeah, and he wouldn't even have that without us.
Memphis!
He wouldn't have no band without me, and he wouldn't have no job without you. And if it wasn't for you, do you think that we'd be working for Blackie now?
What?
Happens we're not looking for Blackie.
Well, how did you get in?
Jeff.
Through the door. How'd you come in? Through a crack in the floor?
Now, wait a minute.
What kind of a rat are you anyway, trying to make trouble between me and the band?
Well, it's true, ain't it?
Maybe, but I don't like the way you say
it. Then why don't you do something about it?
Maybe I will, like this.
Ooh. Oh, yeah? Take
yeah.
Yes, you ain't gonna do me that way. I'll hit you right.
I'm not. Stop it!
Now, if you want some more, get up.
Jeff! His lip! You hit him on the lip!
Oh, no!
Help me get him up. His lip's bleeding.
Man, if I didn't mean it on the level, I wouldn't hit you on purpose. Not on the lip. Not when we start at the Lafayette tomorrow.
The Lafayette?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, why did I have to clip you on the lip? Why couldn't I just broken your nose or something? Come on, sit down here. I'll get some ice. I have to keep that lip from swelling. Come on.
Don't bother.
Hurry up.
You've done enough damage already. You go along. I'll take care of Memphis.
But look,
now you heard what she said. Now beat it, boy. We wants to be alone.
Okay, but take it easy on that lip. Now you're going to need it tomorrow night.
Down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, give your lady fair a little smile. Stop, you bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Stop it. Now won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop. You bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder, down in New Orleans.
Jeff, it's such a wonderful place. The people are so much nicer than at Blackie's.
Well, the customers are. Memphis, how are you making out with that lip?
Man, I'm blowing out the side and it's coming out like sorghum. I should have tried it a long time
ago. Well, let's give him and we'll take five. Okay, boys, hit it.
Mm-hmm. people in the ballroom were stuffy and arty, so I began to get just a little afraid. I stepped into the kitchen and dug me a party. The waiter had to pull,
and the second story maid.
I peeked into the parlor to see what was a hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade.
The tune was in the pantry, a laughing and scratching.
That's the waiter and the porter.
Stop, there's me.
Now when they heard the music that the orchestra played,
the waiter and the porter grabbed a hold of the maid.
Then they all proceeded to go into a closet.
Hot diggity dog.
If ever I'm invited to some fuddy-duddy, I ain't a-gonna watch any harlequinade.
Because you find me in the kitchen applauding my buddy.
And that's the waiter and the porter
and the hot stairs me. I went and got a dishpan to use as a cymbal.
The porter found the regular glass that he played.
Oh, well, the fingers of the waiter were each in the thimble.
You should have heard the music at the combination played.
Of course, we had to stop for a short intermission when anybody rang for a pink lemonade.
As soon as it was lugged, we were back in position.
And that's the way
the old porter.
The porter helped me.
Not bad, not bad at all. You know,
hey, boys, boys, Mr. Jones.
Oh, now, easy, Louie. This is a high-class place.
Well, you're going to have a lot more in a minute.
What's up?
Well, this telegram coming. I was bringing it over here, and that's when I seen them all outside.
Seen who?
Limpy the Wolf and a whole gang of them, boss.
You mean they're coming in?
Well, Mr. Jeff, they ain't coming. They is here. Well,
Jeff, how are the boys?
Kind of beat up. Nothing serious, though.
But Memphis had blood all over his face.
Yeah, he got his nose busted.
Jeff.
Yeah?
Why don't we, Jeff?
Why don't we what?
You had that telegram from Chicago. They want you there. Why don't we go tonight?
Norton, let Blackie think that he's run me out of town.
But, Jeff, it isn't just a matter of pride. You've got to think of the boys. You can't ask him to take any more beatings. Memphis
oh,
and...
Memphis. Mm-hmm. He's the one you're worried about. You don't want Memphis to get hurt, so we all have to go to Chicago, huh?
All right. If you want it that way. Isn't he worth protecting, the only white trumpet in the country that can play your blues? Please, Jeff.
All right, you win. I'll go and tell the boys we'll catch the train for Chicago tonight, huh?
Okay. Everybody ready? You got your stuff?
Yeah, we
haven't got too much time to make that train. I guess it's about hustle. Come on now.
Hold it, fellas. Where you going?
Wouldn't be catching a train, would you?
Nah, not when Blackie's coming over to talk to him. Jeff, maybe you better take him back inside.
Maybe I better.
Hey, Limpy, what are you guys holding in your pockets?
You mean these guns?
I just want to be sure. Might have been bananas.
Well, might as well be comfortable while we're waiting for Blackie. Come on, fellas, inside.
This is a fine thing. I should have stood in jail.
Bye-bye, choo-choo.
So what? There's a boat for Natchez. Sails in an hour.
Ain't no good to us cooped up in here.
Maybe we won't be cooped up in here.
Jeff, what do you mean?
Well, we might as well make the best of it, I guess, fellas. How about rehearsing a couple of numbers?
Okay, guys, now start tuning up.
Jeff, what are you trying to do?
Phonograph. Phonograph, get out some of our records.
You mean you're going to let them think we're playing something?
You catch on real fast, don't you?
Now, look, I'll try to get him into that room across the hall. The rest of you beat it through the window. I'll meet you down at the door.
No, you don't. Ain't nobody gonna be no hero for me.
Okay, you be the hero, and get that record going, will you, and turn it up high.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hiya, Limpy. Hi, Wolf.
What are you on?
Hey, the way you guys massage my beak. Man, I need a drink to kill that pain. You like to kill a little pain with me?
Sure, while the rest of them make a run for it, eh? You must think we're dumb.
You sure are. They got to be here while they're playing, ain't they?
Say, that's right.
Now, don't do me no favors, but if you change your mind,
yeah,
I'll...
Yeah, maybe we will. What do you say, Wolf?
Well, sure, as long as we can hear them playing.
That's swell, man. My place is just across the hall. Come on, boys.
Go on, now beat it.
What about Memphis?
Still Memphis, huh? Well, don't worry. I won't leave without him. That's a promise. Now beat it while I get this other record going. Go ahead. Get out of here. Go on.
How about, fellas? Can you stand another little touch?
Well, why not? Maybe as long as we hear them playing.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if you can drink them, I come from Poolsville.
You know, Memphis, I gotta admit one thing. That's a pretty good band.
What do you mean, man? That's the best.
Every man in it's good.
Man, they're great.
And another thing, they... Say, who's playing that trumpet?
Well, that's Suds. You see, he doubles in brass when Betty Lou takes off on the piano.
Oh. You know, he ain't nowhere near as good as you.
Who is?
Gentlemen.
Huh?
Don't get excited. Ain't nobody ever just us chickens.
Yeah, Jeff, always kidding.
Yeah, always trying to... Well, you know. Hey, the music stopped.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just beginning.
Oh, nice one, Jeff. You knocked him right loose from the enemy here.
Memphis, out. Wait on Memphis. Get that gun, quick.
I got it, man. Brother, that was close.
Come on, we better tie him up now so they can't go running back to back.
Hey, Jeff, I owe you something for that one.
I owe you something for a lot of things.
No, the truth is, though, you saved my life.
Drive, will you?
No, I don't like people going around saving my life. It embarrasses me.
Take it up with Betty Lou.
So that's it, huh? Betty Lou. That's why you've been getting mean and all fussy and everything.
Come on. We better get out of here. Come on.
Wait a minute. I just want you to know how it is, Jeff. Me, I'm too much in demand to concentrate on any one girl. Wouldn't be fair to all them others. And besides, Betty Lou don't want to marry me. Jeffrey, she wants you.
Me? You're crazy.
No, he isn't, Jeff. He knows.
Betty Lou, you mean you're trying to tell me that this... Hey, what are you doing here? Why aren't you heading for the boat?
You said you wouldn't go without Memphis. Well, I wouldn't go without you.
Gee, Betty Lou, I...
Listen, the whistle. We'll have to run for it.
Okay, but wait till I get you safe on board, honey. You're going to find out what real kissing is. Here we are. There we go, taking our Dixieland straight up north. Someday we'll have the whole country playing our style. Natchez, Chicago, New York, San Francisco.
Mr. Jeff, you ain't forgetting St. Louis.
Well, that's just what I most certainly ain't. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Oh, I hate to see the evening sun go down. 'Cause my baby, she done left this town. Now if I'm feeling tomorrow anywhere like I feel today, oh, if I'm feeling tomorrow anywhere like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk, make my getaway.
St. Louis woman, with her diamond ring, pulls this man around by her apron string. Now if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love, she wouldn't gone so far from here. I got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me.
You swing them to the left and then you swing them to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light. You twist around and twist around with all of your might. Stretch your loving arms straight out in space. You do the eagle rock with lots of style and grace. You swing your foot way round and then you're bringing it back. Well, that's what I call balling the jack.
Singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted girl, and they played that as part of the blues.
I'm a whippoorwill out on a hill. They took a blue line, pushed it through a horn till it was born into a blue nose.
And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the
Our stars, Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, and Phil Harris, will be back in just a moment for their curtain calls. But first, here's another curtain call, friends. A call to tell you the curtain's going up in just 2 days on the new car everyone's been waiting to see. The new 1951 Buick. Well, this year again, Buick has come up with an all-star lineup that sparkles with beauty that's entirely Buick's own. Don't miss the new Buick Special. Actually, the newest car in the world. Be sure to see those gay, gleaming, glamorous new Buick Supers, as well as the new 51 Roadmaster, the last word in roominess, luxury, and sheer riding comfort. Just 2 days from now, you can see the new 51 Buicks, Saturday, January 20th, at your nearest Buick dealers. See why the smart car, the smart performer, the smart buy of the year is the new 1951 Buick. And now, here are Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, and Phil Harris back on stage to take a final and very well-deserved bow.
You know,
You know, I just have one little thought.
Well, don't worry. You'll get another one sometime.
I'll work on it.
They keep coming around.
Bill, it'll build in.
Bill, be quiet now. You know this is the man's 20th anniversary in show business. Let him talk.
Thanks, Dan. I was sort of getting to that.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, no, you got me wrong. I mean, I've been on the air a long time now, and so have you and Phil. Radio's been mighty good to all of us, but have you ever stopped to think what it's done for the greatest cause in our industry, the Motion Picture Relief Fund? And its country house and its hospital?
Yes, I guess we've all thought of that, Bing. We know how much this radio program has contributed to the fund, and that's why we're always happy to appear with the Screen Guild players and cut ourselves a little share of the good work.
Yeah, it's a sort of noblesse oblige.
Well, get him. Clifton, where have you been? Noblesse oblige. Well, since you feel so noble, old boy, why not oblige us with a little rundown on next week's show?
It'll be a pleasure. Next week, the Screen Guild players will present a tense and exciting drama.
Drama?
Sure, man. That drama, that's for half-hour show.
Sorry.
Bing. Ever since he won that Crosby golf tournament, there's just no holding him.
You ever try holding him before?
Now, wait a minute.
He comes on. Well, go ahead. You're heading for the home green. Now, tell him about next week's show, Phil.
All right. No fooling, folks. It's a wonderful story. A wonderful story and a wonderful cast. It's the great 20th century Fox picture, The House of Strangers. And it will star Edward G. Robinson, Victor Mature, and June Havoc. Don't miss it.
We won't. Good night, everybody.
Good night, and thanks.
The Screen Guild players were brought to you by your local Buick dealer, who invites you to the world premiere of the new 1951 Buick this Saturday, January 20th. Remember the date. This Saturday, just 2 days from now, the new 1951 Buick. Don't miss it. Birth of the Blues was directed and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Lawrence. The adaptation was by Harry Cronman. Music was directed by Basil Atlam and featured Red Nichols and his cornet. Birth of the Blues was presented through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, whose current release is Branded, starring Alan Ladd, Charles Bickford, and Mona Freeman. Bing Crosby can be seen in the Paramount picture Mr. Music and can be heard weekly on his own radio program for Chesterfield Cigarettes. Dinah Shore appeared through courtesy of Procter & Gamble and may be heard 3 times weekly on The Tide Show. Phil Harris can be heard each week on his own radio program, The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
This is Dinah Shore reminding you that our good friend Ted Mack is coming your way next on many of these ABC stations for this original amateur hour. It's a great show, and I hope you'll all stay tuned.
Orville Anderson speaking. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the American Broadcasting Company.